Your title of your book is Before the Pharaohs. Yeah, tell me a little bit about what was then before the Pharaohs. In your opinion, what do you think was roaming this planet around that area that we call Egypt?
Okay. From what archaeologists and anthropologists say, they say that we, where we are now, anatomically modern humans, have been around for about 200,000 years. Now, you can stretch that out a bit and say that we've been around for 2 million years because Homo erectus was pretty close to being human. Not quite, but pretty close. So, what I think happened is that about 100,000 years ago, a civilization started in South Africa.
Okay. What kind of technology at that time?
At that time, we really don't know.
All right. Low-tech or high-tech?
I would say low-tech.
All right.
But as time went on, they built a civilization, and they moved north through Africa, and they wound up creating their civilization in and around the Mediterranean Sea. Now, at that time, the sea didn't look like it is today. I think that it was probably a series of great lakes, freshwater lakes. So it would be an ideal place to build a civilization. So that's where they build it. And this occurred approximately 70,000 years ago.
Okay.
And that civilization expanded in different areas. It expanded to the east, it expanded to the west, and expanded into Western Europe. But about 10,000 years ago, there was a huge cataclysm. And this is a geologic fact. 10,000 years ago, we have many species going extinct. So there was some kind of cataclysm that happened all across the earth.
Call it an ice age. We got hit by an object. Something happened.
Right. Right. Something happened. That's a geologic fact. And, well, you know, if something happened to the entire plant and all the animals, we have to assume that it also happened to mankind. So civilization was, in essence, destroyed at that time. And in my opinion, this kind of solves the Cro-Magnon mystery of Western Europe, because this civilization extended from North Africa all the way through Western Europe and you know, several hundred miles to the east. And where Cro-Magnon man came from 40,000 years ago in Western Europe has been a big mystery. They haven't been able to figure it out. Well, if you assume that they came from the south, like a lot of researchers are now starting to believe, and moved north and created a civilization in North Africa, Mediterranean, and then that civilization was destroyed, then it would appear that the Cro-Magnon in Western Europe kind of appeared from nowhere. And that's exactly what we see today. One of the fascinating ruins that really boggles the mind is in Lebanon. It's called Baalbek.
Oh, yes, which could have been a landing pad.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's what I hear.
But the temple there has been built over by the Greeks and the Romans. And the original foundation, really, they don't know who built it. And there's these three huge stones. They call it the Trilithon. Each stone weighs 1,200 tons. Not pounds, but tons. And there's even one stone that weighs that much that's still left in the quarry.
And they were brought there, right?
And that's correct. So you start putting all these pieces together. You have the ruins of Baalbek. You have the Giza power plant. You have Nabta Playa. You know, you start putting together all these mysteries, and you say, aha, there was this civilization there at one time.
A long time ago.
A very long time ago.
Do you think they had flying machines then, Edward?
I don't know. I know there's some hieroglyphs at Abydos where they say there's a helicopter and a submarine. And
right,
I've
seen that.
And I know that the people of India have a tradition that there were flying machines, but the evidence is kind of scanty on that.
Well, there's something dramatic happened on this planet. There is no doubt about that. Do you get much support in some of your theories? Because you are unconventional in this thing.
Oh, not really.
You're out there hanging, huh?
Well, yeah. See, this is kind of a problem, but I really don't view it as a problem. It's kind of how science works. You have orthodox theories, and you have non-orthodox theories. And those non-orthodox theories, well, some are going to be good and some are going to be bad. Those that seem to work out and pass the test of time do go on to become orthodox theories, let's say, you know, 50 or 100 years into the future. And it's just kind of how science works. You have a theory, you put it forth, it gets attacked, and if it's really good and survives that attack, it goes on to be a valid theory.
The science involved in Egypt thousands of years ago must have been monumental.
Absolutely. Had to have been. Absolutely. Egypt is the most successful civilization ever. They were prolific in their building. And, you know, that really hasn't been explained.
No, and it's very possible that something happened. It could. What are the possibilities of a nuclear explosion caused by warring factions hundreds of thousands of years ago?
Well, it's possible. As far as I'm concerned and history is concerned, really all is theory, and every theory is valid. And it is possible that thousands, and actually if you're talking about nuclear war, I would think more like millions of years ago, that, you know, there was a nuclear war and that everything was completely destroyed.